USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a leaked memo to the Associated Press, U.S. Attorney General William Barr authorizes federal prosecutors to probe substantial allegations of voting irregularities. Barr continues, I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdiction. In certain cases, as I have already done in specific instances, referring to a man in Texas being arrested after trying to cast 1,700 stolen mail-in ballots. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then, let
me talk.
Yeah, please.
Since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.